I'm sorry, I'm not getting it. There's something here won't fit. When you say the Bible tells us God prefers the filthy rich, that he wants them to have it all, let's pay their taxes too. 'Cause Jesus surely loves them so much more than me and you. So it's Jesus of Wall Street and Mary of the Stock Exchange. Peter managed marketing, Paul did their PR, and they must have made millions till those commie Romans killed them. So put your faith in Jesus and your prophets will go far. Can you kindly tell me the version that you claim? 'Cause I'm not finding any of this in my old King James. What am I overlooking? Please tell me, I implore. 'Cause the Jesus that I've read about was partial to the poor. So it's Jesus of Wall Street and Mary of the Stock Exchange. Peter managed marketing, Paul did their PR, and they must have made millions till those commie Romans killed them. So put your faith in Jesus and your prophets will go far. Is it that business with the fish and loaf, the many fed with one, got you wondering what could he do with any good hedge fund? A man that can work miracles, with him the smart invest, in hopes that he will multiply the treasure in their chest. So it's Jesus of Wall Street and Mary of the Stock Exchange. Peter managed marketing, Paul did their PR, and they must have made millions till those commie Romans killed him. So put your faith in Jesus and your prophets will go far. I'm sorry, I'm still skeptical. It's just not making sense. No, I don't think that Jesus cared that much for affluence. Say what you want, I never will believe the Son of Man would these days be a follower of someone like Ayn Rand. So it's Jesus of Wall Street and Mary of the Stock Exchange. Peter managed marketing, Paul did their PR, and they must have made millions till those commie Romans killed him. So put your faith in Jesus and your prophets will go far. Just put your faith in Jesus and your prophets will go far.